Hello and welcome. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 130, verse 5 to 7. It reads, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning, more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. There doesn't seem to be a lot of joy and excitement in this passage. It seems to have been written against a backdrop of a very sad and depressing time in Israel's history after they had waited hundreds of years for the promised Messiah and had seen no sign. They seem to have lost hope after experiencing lots of different eras of war, exile, farming, and foreign rule, with different prophets constantly reminding them of the coming Messiah. They didn't seem quite hopeful at this stage and had taken their focus away from God. The psalmist is trying really hard to encourage and remind himself and Israel of God's promise to save his people from oppression. There is a lot of self-motivation, hopefulness, anticipation, and patience. The psalmist's encouragement is rooted in the promises from the Word of God and God's character of unfailing love, which Israel would have experienced time and time again. The psalmist goes further by drawing a vivid picture. One can almost feel how desperate he is to demonstrate that God's promises is as certain and guaranteed as the watchman is certain of daylight after a long night of waiting. We know as Christians that the wait was finally over, and God did send his son Jesus in human form to redeem and deliver us all from our sins and shame and the things that hold us down. Therefore, as we celebrate Christmas each year around this time, we are reminded of God's faithfulness and unfailing love. Waiting can be uncomfortable, lonely, and isolating. I feel anxious when I wait. It is not a fun activity. I don't know about you, but I don't like waiting for anything. I would either try to control the situation by trying to help to make time go faster, or I'll find something to distract myself. The last bit doesn't always work. But we can still find joy in waiting when we trust and lean into who we are waiting on and not what we are waiting for. We can use the silence and solitude of waiting to cultivate hope and joy by spending time with God in silence, emptying ourselves and making room for God to fill us. Solitude does not necessarily mean loneliness. It is time alone with God, a space where we are intentionally vulnerable, recognizing God as our Father and we as daughters or sons. This is where joy begins in the waiting. In the time alone with God, this enables us to have a deeper relationship with God. It allows us to be strengthened and refreshed and even rejuvenated, because this is where God meets with us and gives us what he has for us. We then experience and feel the gentleness of his presence and the strength of his love. And this makes us joyful, and waiting no longer becomes uncomfortable because our faith in God is activated. Whatever you're waiting for today, however small or large your impossible situation is, I want to encourage you that God is faithful to accomplish it. He is never too late or too early, and he never chooses the wrong vessel. So, name and proclaim what you're waiting for and trust that God rejoices over it. You see, the great I am, our Father God, our Savior Jesus, he stands outside of time and he is not limited by time. He sees what is growing inside of you in your waiting. He knows that if you trust him to do the work by his spirit, he will weave your heart into his and strengthen you like a well-rooted tree. Shall we pray? Lord Jesus, you know our hearts, how it wrestles with the unknown and longs for answers, and we become restless with waiting. We acknowledge waiting is hard due to uncertainty, discomfort, and longing we experience. Yet we choose to trust, not in what we wait for, but who we are waiting on. We bring our impatience, questions, fears, and uncertainties before you today. We empty ourselves of any need to control, and we declare that we totally rely on you and trust you with the answers, whatever that may look like. We know you are not absent in the silence. You are near, working in ways we cannot see. You are shaping, preparing, and loving each and every one of us. And so we rejoice today because we are confident that whatever our season of waiting may look like, it is a place of growth where you fill and strengthen us with your love and joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.